local folk musician Alex Kay is back after a small break, having released his debut self-titled album last year. Launching his politically charged latest single, Brexit, this Saturday at the Exeter Beer Garden. And he joins us now in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Tom.
Now, you released your debut self-titled album last year, as I mentioned. So what would you say has changed in your writing since then?
Well, the first album was very based on lots of old ideas I had and very kind of folky, I guess. This new one is a bit more electrically charged, a bit more jazz-influenced with the B-side. And it's, yeah, like you said, much more politically charged. So,
now, I want to mention first, before we actually get into the topic of the song, you've decided to make, yeah, physical copies of the latest single. So what keeps you making sort of tangible stuff?
I like tangible stuff. And I feel like if it's in a hard copy, I've really achieved something. And I like to have a physical copy to know that I've made it, if you know what I mean. Because otherwise it just feels like it is still hanging around like a recording on your phone or something, and it doesn't feel real and released, you know. So I like to have it physical. And people can put it in their cars, you know, as well.
The car thing is important. That's where the majority of CD players are these days.
Exactly.
And do you put some thought into the design and things like that? Is that part of it for you? Is the visual part of the music for you?
Yeah, I like the artwork or being involved in the creative process. So it was really good. I've got a really good graphic designer, Viray. She's fantastic. She's done the the artwork on both albums, and it's just cool to play around with ideas. And I sort of go to her with an idea and say, how would this work? And she said, yeah, that could work. And then she fiddles with it and comes up with a few things. And it just complements, I think, what the music is as well. Most of the time I try and capture that feel in the art. So, yeah.
Now, this may seem like an obvious question, and you mentioned that politics has sort of come more into music. What sort of has led to that?
I'm not sure. I reckon this was probably the first political song that I wrote, and it was written pretty much in 5 minutes after the morning after Brexit happened overnight. And it just happened. I just thought, oh, I was sitting there watching the TV and thought, God, this is a big deal. And all of a sudden I just was strumming away and the words just popped into my into my head, and I thought, oh, there you go. And then the other verses came later, and my drummer helped me out with one of them, because he wrote a long post or something, or a bit of poetry, which I just condensed into four lines. And it was kind of a, let's put every anti-right thing in here we possibly can, you know.
And does that happen to you often? Is that how you write? Does inspiration strike, or was this just very lucky for you?
Sometimes it just does come like that. Other times, you know, you're fiddling around, you get a tune, and it just stays in your head for weeks and weeks and weeks, and all of a sudden you might sit down at the pub and go, oh, that's a cool line. And it just happens to be, you know, you might read the headline or something and see, oh, you know, New Zealand's doing this and I don't like it, and then you get one line and the lyrics come from there. But usually it's the music first, but it all sort of needs to come at once, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. Now, you brought your guitar into the studio this morning. And you're going to play a song for us. Can you tell us a bit about what you're going to...
I'm going to play Brexit.
Brilliant.
So I'll play that one.
Thank you. Take it away.
I woke up this morning and I heard the news. Britain is leaving, so confused. All of you old folks, your nationalistic minds, you stuffed us over, one vote at a time. And I don't know why you wanna walk away. I just don't know why you don't wanna stay. Oh no, the Brexit's killing you. Your mid
Midwestern voters, your jingoistic minds. You voted in a fascist from another time. And I don't know why you wanna walk away. Yes, I just don't know why you don't wanna stay. Oh no, Rex is killing you. Racist Pauline Hanson, Abbott stopped the boat. Our rights reduced to a postal vote. And I don't know why you wanna walk away. And I just don't know why you don't wanna stay. Oh no, Brexit's killing you.
Alex Kay there, live in the Radio Adelaide studios with his latest single, Brexit. Thanks for that.
No worries. It's a bit hard to sing in the morning.
Now, do you find yourself, you know, you've mentioned a few like major sort of political events across the Western spectrum there in that song. Do you find yourself continually engaging with the news? Is it a cycle you feel locked into?
Yeah, you can't avoid it, can you? It's you know, it's on the I listen to the radio a lot, and you just kind of hear everything, and I don't know, I instantly form a quick opinion, and sometimes that's a bad thing because you don't know enough about the issue. But yeah, I just think there's been a lot of, since Trump got elected, there's been Brexit, all those sort of the rise of the right and populism in Europe in particular as well, and you know, almost this re-emergence of anti-Semitism and xenophobia and Islamophobia. That's frightening. It's very scary, and I don't like it. So I'll just criticise it wherever I can, you know.
And as a folk musician, does it feel good to be sort of within that lineage? There's a strong, you know, from Billy Bragg to Bob Dylan to, you know, Woody Guthrie. There's this strong tradition of people speaking out against these sort of things. Do those people inspire you? And is that
I really like the sort of protest songs. Phil Oakes is really great. He's you know, at the forefront, I think, for me, and Rodriguez as well. Also a bit of a protest song. I really like John Lennon as well. He was obviously probably the biggest, idealistic sort of thinker with peace and all that. But I'm really inspired by that, and it's great to you know, feel like them sometimes, you know.
Now, you're launching this latest single this Saturday at the Exeter Beer Garden. So what do you got in store for that?
So it's a two-hour show from 6 to 8, playing with my band, the Sputnik Sweethearts. So I'll play a solo set and I'll play with them. And opening the show is the Max Headroom. So a local band I've played with a few times. They're a real kind of psych prog group, and they're really groovy. They've got, you know, two guitars, keyboards, and they swap instruments every song. Yeah, they're really good. So I'm looking forward to hearing them again. $10 at the door will get you a complimentary copy of the disc. And yeah, hopefully we get a good crowd out.
You can chuck that straight into the car.
Yeah, exactly. Drive home with it.
Alex, what have you got? And you've released this single. What's next in store for you?
Well, I've got a lot of songs still that I would like to put out there, and they're just little demos on my phone at the moment. So I think next year sometime, I just want to work on choosing them and putting a really simple, more acoustic-based demo kind of tape out or something, you know, either a tape, you know, I think that would be pretty retro, or, you know, just 10 songs that are just live cut in the studio with one take or something. I think that's my next step, and then maybe some more band recording and stuff. Yeah.
Well, it sounds fantastic, and people can keep across all the things that are coming up for you through Facebook on Alex K. Oz.
Exactly.
AUS, they can follow you on Bandcamp and all the usual outlets. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Tom.
Alex K. there. You can catch his single launch, as I said, this Saturday for Brexit in the Exeter Beer Garden.